6:21. Today, President Trump's nominee for FBI director, in his first day of confirmation hearings, Christopher Wray is the man, he's a private lawyer, former top Justice Department prosecutor. Let's get some thoughts from John Legato, a former deep cover FBI special agent himself and the author of the book, The Near Enemy, a John Booker thriller. John, thank you for joining us on WILS.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Michael.
Yeah, and I'm curious, what does it take to actually join the FBI nowadays? How hard is that to do, I'm curious?
I probably wouldn't get in now, but you have to be 23 as a minimum age, up to 37, and they generally don't take, 23-year-olds. You have to have 3 years' experience, and depending on what they need at the time, when we had financial crimes, they were looking for accountants, and now they're looking for linguists, and, difficult.
Why would you not go into the FBI nowadays?
Why would you not go in?
You said you would not join the FBI nowadays.
No, I said I probably couldn't pass the test.
Oh, now, really? Well, why is that?
No, I'm just being facetious.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
It's a very tough. I had heard one point it's tougher to get the Bureau than Annapolis or West Point. It's a very difficult process, and it's, a long process.
John Legato with us here on WILS. What do you make of Christopher Wray as an FBI director?
He's a nice guy. I'd love to have him as a next-door neighbor, and I don't know enough about him to criticize him or praise him, but we don't need another attorney general or judge as the FBI director. There's a misconception that we need an attorney to head the FBI, and we really don't.
What kind of person do you think really is necessary for that role, then?
Well, we need somebody that understands the culture, and the problem is people coming out of the Justice Department, as we saw with Director Comey and Director Mueller, have a political bent to them. I think that's been demonstrated, where the FBI was always very independent until Director Mueller took over, in 2001, I think, and he sort of politicized, and he basically merged the FBI with the Justice Department over his 12-year span.
And what has the impact of that been then?
What was the outcome of that?
Yeah, what has happened to the FBI because of that?
Well, you have Director Comey on July 5th standing in front of national audience saying that he wasn't going to recommend charges against Hillary
Clinton. Yeah, but that's the director. In terms of the way the FBI is actually operating, do you think it's actually affected the organization as a whole?
Yeah, what's happened over that time period? It's a good question. Is before Director Mueller came on, we would get a case, we would investigate the case, we would develop informants, we would decide on investigative techniques, and at the conclusion, when we thought we had enough evidence, we would write it up in a prosecutor report, walk over to the Justice Department, sit down and discuss it, and they would then decide whether they were going to prosecute it or not. And after Mueller, we had to get permission to open up certain cases, permission to open up certain informants, permission to conduct certain investigative techniques where we never had to do that before.
So why do you think they wanted the FBI to be under this kind of control?
Well, because of the original question you asked me is that they keep appointing people from the Justice Department. Mm-hmm. To head the FBI, and the FBI actually has the best attorneys in the world. We don't need legal minds. We need somebody that understands our culture and makes us independent from the Justice Department.
Do you think there's a motive, though, to keep the FBI in check this way, though, and change the process?
Well, we didn't need it. Wasn't working. I mean, it didn't need to be fixed when Mueller took over. I don't believe it was a conscious effort by him. But I think it's just natural when you come from a certain background and environment, work environment, and you come into a different one, and it is different. The FBI is different than justice, that you bring with you, what you think we need. And really what we needed was independence from justice.
And you're saying now the FBI actually has to go through justice, they check with justice before they actually proceed with a full investigation? Is that how it works?
Yeah, if you open up a certain case, public corruption on certain people and high-profile cases, I mean, to the point where you wanted to open up an informant and they would say, well, how much are you going to pay them? Mm-hmm. That was never discussed with justice. That was always within the FBI purview. And once you melded the two, we have different functions, so we shouldn't be, we should be partners, but we shouldn't be under. And basically, we lost our independence.
I'm talking to John Legato, a former deep cover FBI special agent. And so now the effect of the FBI director on just an individual special FBI agent, let's say, what would you say the real effect is of that? I mean, you're talking about someone way at the top, like the CEO of a company. How does that affect the individual agents?
Well, the great thing about FBI agents, we all have degrees, we have graduate degrees, and we know our job. To be honest with you, during my 23 years, the FBI director had no effect on me at all. And then, you know, the agent in Kansas, you know, when Director Comey said the rank and file supported him, the rank and file in headquarters may have, but the agent in Omaha could care less other than what Comey did to, you know, to hurt the Bureau. But little effect, other than, and he should stay off the TV and quit giving press conferences, you know, just.
Now, what do you think in terms of his approach? Christopher Wray spoke a little bit about what he would do if the president. He was asked, what would you do if the president told you to do something you thought was illegal? He said, quote, first, I would try to talk him out of it. And if that failed, I would resign. What do you make of the question and his response to that?
Well, I mean, that's what you have to do. And in fact, a similar thing happened during the Hillary Clinton investigation, when Director Comey sort of directed the investigative agents that they couldn't consider no intent. If you remember, he came out and said one of the reasons he wasn't recommending is there was no intent. Well, there was a federal violation that they were looking at that didn't require intent. Only two elements were a storing of classified material in an insecure, unsecure server. And so what Director Comey did is he added intent when there was no intent needed. You know, had that been me, and I may not have resigned, but he would have known that that I was unhappy. So, you know, as far as Christopher Wray, he gave the right answer.
Yeah. John Legato, former deep cover FBI special agent John Legato, 23 years in the FBI, John?
Yeah, I retired from the FBI. I was a former Marine. I know a lot of my bio, they got it mixed up, that I was in the Marine Corps in the 60s in Vietnam and then went into the FBI and retired in 2003.
Quite a life. And what do you do now? And, you're an author, of course. Your latest book is The Near Enemy, a John Booker thriller. Just 30 seconds, but what's your life like now?
Oh, I teach at a university at Camp Lejeune. I got dogs, I play golf, and I write books.
That's the way to do it. John Legato here on 1320 WILS. His book, of course, The Near Enemy, a John Booker thriller. John, great to have you on WILS. Thank you.
Michael, thank you. You take care.
Yep, you too. It is 6:30. When we come back, John LeBoutelier will be here. We're going to break down this latest story on Donald Trump Jr. Is it really is it as big of a deal as the media is making it out to be? I personally can't tell at this point. I really don't know. But John is here to give us some perspective next.